Good morning, church. Happy Father's Day to the fathers in here. Would you stand with us and we'll sing, this is really old, this is reaching back far, Faith of Our Fathers. If you don't know it, just enjoy the words.
Faith of Our Fathers. Father's home.
get to come together and be as a family today, a family full of fathers and one in you, Lord Jesus. We celebrate you. Thank you that you are our Father, and your intentions towards us are the best. And I celebrate all the fathers here today who have given so many sacrifices, serious commitments to their families and their hard work and their love, their dedication. We thank you and we praise you for them. Thank you that you have raised them up among us, and we look to them. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're going to dismiss the children for Children's Church at this time. I don't know that we have any announcements, except that did you like the new bulletin? That's so beautiful. Thank you, Laurel Reed, for orchestrating that, and Brock for putting them together. Hopefully that is really useful for you. I don't know if it has a tear out. It doesn't probably, right? But if you fold it enough times, you can kind of tear out the prayer requests. I can't remember what's on the other side, and just put that in your Bible for the week. I hope that it is a welcome change. Thank you. Fresh Food Initiative is tomorrow. If you've never checked that out, check it out, because it's really neat to connect with the community in that way, and they get to see a smiling, loving face when they come. It's 2:00. Sorry about that. Yeah, and Lorraine says we could use help. If there aren't any other announcements, I'll just move into this other little thing I wanted to do. This is, I'm pulling an old Baptist trick out of my hat. We did this every Mother's Day and Father's Day. So I would like to know who is our youngest or our newest dad, father here. And it can be you were already a dad before this advent, before this birth, but you're a new dad again. I know, Philip, you got a really little one. Can anyone beat Philip? Well, Aaron, okay, Mercy was born in December, right? Okay, and, but yes, our little Irina was born in April. So does anyone challenge Philip for the newest father? Okay, this is for you. Okay. Okay, yay. And now I would like to know who is our oldest father, the one that has been the father the most years, the longest. Is that you, Ralph?
I think so.
And so how many years is that? Oh, okay, I don't think we can make that number. Okay. Okay. Oh, yes. Yes. And how many years as a grandfather?
Oh, 46.
Wow. Well, give Ralph a hand.
I have a great granddaughter that is graduated from high school and got a job and everything else.
Wow. Granddaughter. Well, wow.
He's working for a car dealership.
Wow. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, my next... I'm trying to think what was the next category. So now I would like to know who has the most children. Does anyone have a lot that I don't know about? So how many? Do the calculation. Stand up if you think you're the winner. Well, I was going to do most children, and I was going to do most grandchildren. So Philip, if you're going to win this category again... I'm going to have to give this to Aaron as the runner-up for the newest child. Okay, is that good?
Who is the second?
And the last one is most grandchildren. I don't know. Okay, Dean, how many grandkids? Gary, how many grandkids? You have six? Can anyone beat Ralph? Well, I think it should count the great-grandchildren too, but if he gets another card, I'll probably do a runner-up again. Okay, so how many, though?
Nine.
Oh, that is awesome. And you have 10? Oh, because you have some greats. Oh, so you're the winner. Thanks for playing. I think it's fun to celebrate those things and get to know you a little better for some newbie like me. Okay, we're going to move into prayer if Dean would like to come to take prayer requests. There are prayer requests now that are going to be in the bulletin. So we're just trying to get that in different formats for you that is the easiest and maybe not have the repetition of whatever is already in the bulletin. That would be great.
Good morning and happy Father's Day to everybody. Nice sunshiny day we have. So I'm going to take prayer requests. So anybody out there have happy Father's Day anyway?
I got a little update.
Yes, Tammy. Well, Aunt who?
Chris.
Aunt Chris. Okay. Okay, let's
okay,
go to
I've
prayer.
Got,
Whoops,
I've
got one from Evan.
Yep. So we've been doing the adoption, and it's gotten very close. And the last time I talked to you guys, it was like, oh, it's going to happen this week. We hit another snag or delay or whatever you want to call it. And it's probably not going to happen for a couple more months now. Because of that, so, but it's gonna happen. Nothing serious is, you know, just waiting on another thing with the court. That's all it is.
Okay. So Evan wants prayer for the adoption that's happening.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And also my oldest, he's having his tonsils out tomorrow. So.
Okay. Surgery for your son.
Yeah. Yep. And that'll be, I don't know, for his first surgery. So that'll be. Stressful for
him,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my Aunt Becky went in for emergency surgery yesterday, so she came out of it okay. I guess she lived on in Indiana. Prayers for her. It's going to be probably kind of
her name is Aunt Becky?
Yeah, she had emergency surgery.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's go to prayer. Father God, we come before you and just, first of all, praise and thank you for all the fathers that are here and all the men that you made fathers, Lord. You're the father of the fathers. So we thank you and praise you for that. We bring Tammy's aunt, Cindy, to you, Lord, today that for a chemo, whatever, just guide the doctor's hands and whatever's needed in that situation. Just wrap your loving arms around her and help her, Lord Jesus. I pray for Evans and the adoptions of his kids and also the surgery tonsils of one of his sons. So we just guide the surgeon again in that situation that your will be done through all of this. We pray for Tracy's aunt, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for what you're going to do through that surgery and just give her the calming spirit. Give each and every one of the ones that are going through surgery the calming spirit. And we also just thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, and thank you again for this day that you've given us the sunshine and the beauty and the cool weather, Lord. We just pray all this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Okay, if you would like to stand with us and sing, You're a Good, Good Father. Father, as we have lifted our praises to you, which allows us into your presence, I pray that you would find our hearts soft, like when we till our gardens, to receive your truth into our lives and have us be changed. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You can stand with us for this last song. This is The Love of God. God, he is your Father who loves you. Go in peace.